We're doing the Lashot Aran. We're up to page Kafhei in the Shalem edition, Lamed Vav in the Mishor edition, Samach Zayin in the Masader of Kook edition. And the Aran had been describing the evolvement of Yaakov and Esav. And the Aran continues and says, V'achar she'siper ki zeh harayon ba b'derech pele, after the Torah recounts that this pregnancy happened in a miraculous way, then the Torah continues and describes how these children came to be. The Torah describes their evolvement in a way that really alludes to how their future is going to be, how it's going to play out, and we could understand where it's going to lead to ultimately.
What's the rayon? What's the pregnancy? I should forget.
What?
What's the pregnancy?
The pregnancy of Yaakov and Esav, the Ran had been describing how miraculous it was that Yitzchak and Rivka had to daven and Hashem had to intervene to actually get her pregnant. We see an unusual thing here. You have twins in the stomach, and it doesn't just say they were moving around. The Torah describes to us that they were fighting in utero. You have the place? Want to pass to me? You have it? Okay. So they're fighting inside their mother's stomach to the point where Rivka feels this isn't normal. Something's wrong here. She understands what I'm having here never happened before to a pregnant woman. This isn't normal. It aroused her to recognize that this is teaching something. This is an allusion to something that's to come. That's why she goes to the rabbi. The woman's having pregnancy pains. She doesn't go to the midwife. She doesn't go to the doctor. She goes to the Beis Medrash. She went to ask God, what's going on here? To know what's going on here. And that's what the verse says. The kids were fighting around within her, but Tomer, in ken lama ze anochi, she said, if so, lama ze anochi, whatever that means, we'll leave that for now. Vatelech lidrosh Hashem, she went to seek out God. Ve'omro, and that which the verse says, Vatomer im ken, she said, if so, what does it mean, if so? If so, then what? The pasuk describes. The kids were fighting inside. It should have said. So she went to seek out God. Says no. She said, if so, lama ze anochi, why am I? Let me go. And she went to seek out God. What does that mean? She said, if so, why am I? So he said, that's explained well in the Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah says like this in Bereishis Rabbah. Amru sham, the Medrash over there says, Rabbi Chagai b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Chagai said in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. מלמד שהייתה רבקה מחזרת על פתחיהן של נשים. This teaches us that Rivka first went around to the other women, went around to the neighbors. ואומרת, אם הגיע אתכם קצר הזה מימיכם, she asked them first, did you guys ever suffer like this when you were pregnant? She described the pain, and they said no. ולפי זה, and according to this understanding, יתפרש הפסוק, the verse is explained as follows. שאחר ששאלה אנשים אם קרה להן ככה בהיריון, ותאמרנה לא, after she asked other women, did you ever suffer like this in pregnancy? They said, no, that's abnormal. אמרה, then she said, אם כן, if so, למה זה אנוכי? על זה העניין הזר. She said, then why am I? What does it mean, why am I? Why am I different than everyone else? What's something here is strange. What does it mean, למה זה אנוכי? Why am I? She meant, why am I having pains that no one else had? I speak to other women, they don't have this, there's something strange here. Even though technically my explanation here is not said over there in the Medrash. The Medrash only says the beginning of the explanation, that she went and asked other women. But this is what the Ibn Ezra explained. It's a nice explanation. Once she understood that something unusual is happening to her, it's not the way other women have pregnancy. She went to seek out God. She went to ask the prophet, what's going on? when it says she went to seek out God, either it means she went to the prophet to find out, or she did it bodidut. You guys know that, right? She said, let me stay alone. Let me arouse myself to prophecy. Like the verse describes that Shimshon started having God's spirit frequent him, so he prepared himself for that. So she too prepared herself to speak to God. V'yagidena ma'yeh b'sofa, she wanted God to tell her where's the soul headed. K'divrei Rashi zal, like Rashi says, klomar shenichsefa ladat ma shemura alav ha'inyan ahu azar, meaning she wanted to understand, what is this supposed to teach me? God, I know you did something unusual here. I know something strange is happening. Explain to me, please. Where is it all headed? And even though the Ramban doesn't like this explanation in the verse, this is how Rashi explains, the Ramban doesn't like it. Because the Ramban says, it says she went to seek out God. She went to seek out God, according to Rashi, means she went to find out what's going on. Says the Ramban, the words to seek out God in all of Tanakh means to pray. It doesn't mean to find out information. What do you mean she went to seek out God to find out what's going on? That's not the right terminology. So the Ramban doesn't like this explanation. Just as the verse says, I've seeked out God, means in prayer. God says, seek me out and you'll live. God means pray to me and you'll live. God says, I swear I won't be there when you seek me out. God means I won't be there when you pray to me. So the Ramban says, you see, the words to seek out God mean prayer throughout Tanakh. The Ramban says, but I think he missed the verse. There is a verse that goes like Rashi. There's a verse that says, Vayomer HaMelech el Chazael, the king says to Chazael, there was the Aramean king was ill, and he wanted to know if he'd make it out of that illness. So he told his chief general Chazal, he said to him, "Kach biyadcha mincha, take a gift in your hand, v'lech likrati she'elokim, go to the prophet," I don't remember if it was Elio or Elisha, "v'darashta et Hashem mi'itol lemor ha'chiyem echolize," seek out God from him, ask him, will I live from this illness? What words does he use? Seek out God. You see that to seek out God doesn't only mean in prayer, it could also mean to find out information. Like the Aramean king wanted to know, will I live or not? And also it says when the Jewish king got ill in the beginning of Kings 2, I don't remember which king was, I forgot the name, maybe Ahaziah, I don't remember, he fell off of the top floor and he was ill, so he sent his messengers and said, go seek out the pagan god Baal Zbuv, like a little bug, and ask him if I'll live from this illness. Elio is sent by Hashem, go tell them to go back to their master and tell him he's dying. So they're on their way to the pagan god. Elio, the prophet, comes and tells him, go tell him he's dead. They come back, they say a man came wrapped with a hide and a lock of hair, even though he's an old man, and he said, we should tell you you're dead. So the king sends a chief general with 50 soldiers to Elio and says, the king says, come down before me. Man of God, the king says, come down. Elio says, if I'm a man of God, a fire's going to come down and kill all of you. Fire comes down and kills the chief general and 50 soldiers. The king says, the next messenger, he comes and says, man of God, the king says, come down, speak to the king. Elio says, if I'm a man of God, the fire's going to come down and kill you and all your 50 men. Fire comes down and kills him and all his 50 men. Until finally one comes and he kneels before Elio and he says, I beg you, I saw the fire coming down, I know what's happening, please, the king sent me, please, do me a favor, don't kill me, could you come down to the king? So he says, go tell the king, is there no God among the Jews? You have to go ask Baal Zvuv, you have to go to the Philistine pagan Baal Zvuv idol and ask whether you'll live from this illness or not. You would have lived, but because you went to seek out a Philistine god, you're going to die. And he did die. So that's in the beginning of Kings 2, at the end of Elio's life, that's the story. But how does the story begin? It begins with the Jewish king sending his messengers, and he says, I want you to seek out Lidrosh, to seek out the Philistine god, whether I'll live or not. You see that the word to seek out does not only mean in prayer in Tanakh. The Ramban says, what does Rashi mean? Rebecca went to seek out God. She went to find out the future. What's happening with these kids? The word seek out means prayer. So he brings three examples where the word to seek out God means in prayer. Says the Ran, we have two quotes where the words to seek out means to find out the future. One is where Hazael, the Aramean king, sends word to the prophet and asks him, will I live from the illness I have? And the other one is when the Jewish king sends out to the Philistine idol to seek out whether he'll live or not. And there, the words to seek out means to find out what's happening in the future. And so to here we will explain. She wanted to know, what is this indicating? This that I'm having such an unusual pregnancy. And the Ran is just en route to explain to us the roots of differences between Esav and Yaakov. And he described how their pregnancy was unnatural, and now the conception was unnatural, and now we just learned how the pregnancy was unnatural, and then we're going to work our way forward to understand where's this all leading to. So Hashem will pick up here next week.